Your skills and abilities become more important, but in the first 10 years, mastery of English is the king, and it will open doors right and left.
Let's go. You're listening to The Drive Time Show with Kyle Miller.
Everybody, welcome to the Drive Time Show, and it is Wednesday. That's right, it is Wednesday. We have a wonderful show for you today on the evening of our Vaughn Radio Trivia Night. Now you're saying, Kyle, what's this? Well, it's trivia time. Tonight at 8:30, after the show, you can head down to Roll Madrid, Calle Amaniel 23 in Madrid, and we are having our monthly Vaughn Radio Trivia Night. You can meet the hosts of Vaughn Radio there, many of us at least, will be there. You can practice your English with our fun trivia game. It's all going on tonight, so we'd love to meet you. Come on out, have some fun, practice your English at the Vaughn Radio Trivia Night. Calle Amaniel 23, Roll Madrid is the name of the restaurant, the bar. You can have a beer, you can have a water, you can have a lemonade, whatever you want to have. And you'll have a good time is what you'll have. And anyway, we have lots to come on our program today. We're going to look at an interesting phrasal verb on the Drive Time Show today. Also, we have facts, the return of our famous fact section. We're going to hear some music. We've got grammar, pronunciation, a bunch of questions from listeners like you. It's also Bill Murray's birthday. So we'll talk about pretty cool actor Bill Murray. We'll talk a bit about him and his career. Also, more history, more news. My gosh, what a show. Lots to cover, lots to talk about. So let's get into it. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller.
All right, folks, welcome to the show. Thank you for tuning in, por sintonizar. And we do have a wonderful program today, and we're going to begin the way we always do, with a nice little challenge. Eso es un buen reto. Hay que empezar con un buen reto. Okay, so we're kicking things off by taking a step into the warm-up gym.
The warm-up gym. The warm-up gym.
That's right, warm-up gym. Time for the warm-up gym, everybody. We have 10 sentences of translation, and I feel like raising the bar a little bit today. I feel like raising the bar a little bit, Tino, to a higher level. Un poco más difícil, right? Sometimes we do easy ones. Sometimes we do harder ones. And today I'm going to go right into book number 7. Oh my gosh, Dios mío. And we're going to translate some sentences. So if you find these tough, right? If you find them tough, it means si te parece difícil, don't worry, it's normal. But, you can work with these. So if you do make some mistakes or you find them difficult, don't worry because they are challenging sentences, okay? So here we go. Number 1. ¿Qué desea usted tomar? What would you like to have? So imagine this is in a restaurant. We're talking about food. We're talking about a meal. So we're not going to say, what would you like to take? So we don't say to take a coffee. We say to have a coffee, have a break. What would you like to have? Okay, and then he says, quiero un filete con patatas. I want a steak and potatoes. I want a steak and potatoes. He says, what would you like to have? I want a steak and potatoes. ¿Cómo quiere su filete? How do you want your steak? How? Como los indios. How? How do you want your steak? Bien hecho, por favor. Well done, please. Bien hecho, por favor. Well done. So this is good to know. In fact, we're going to do a bunch of these. These aren't, I told you before, these are really hard, but they're not hard. No es tan difícil. So we're going to go through some of these restaurant terms, and then we're going to get into we'll get into some more difficult sentences, okay? So bien hecho, por favor. He says, well done, please. Poco hecho, por favor. Rare, please. Poco hecho, rare. R-A-R-E, rare. Rare, please. En su punto. Medium rare. Medium rare. ¿Quiere patatas fritas o una patata asada? Would you like French fries or a baked potato? So in American English, French fries would be patatas fritas, you know, the hot ones, the cooked ones. Okay, well, they're all cooked, I guess, but the hot, you know, cooked ones that you get at a restaurant. French fries. In Britain, they say chips. That's why we say fish and chips, which is famously a British dish, right? Would you like French fries or a baked potato? Baked potato. ¿Me puedes traer la cuenta, por favor? Can you bring me the bill, please? Oye, ¿me puedes traer la cuenta, por favor? La cuenta. Can you bring me the bill, please? The bill. In the U.S., and we don't really do this in Canada, but in the U.S., they'll often say the check. Check, please. But yeah, we say the bill. In most countries, we say the bill. Can you bring me the bill, please? Nos ha cobrado algo que no pedimos. You charged us for something we didn't order. Que no pedimos. You charged us for something we didn't order. Que no pedimos. ¿Pagarán metálico o con tarjeta? Will you pay in cash? Will you pay in cash or by card? ¿Pagará metálico o con tarjeta? Metálico, ¿no? Metálica, no. Esa es otra cosa. Metálico. Metálico in cash. Or you could also say efectivo. Lo mismo. Efectivo. Would you pay in cash? Notice the preposition. In cash or by card. Su tarjeta ha caducado. Qué pena. Ha caducado. Your card is expired. Your card is expired. Okay. Okay, vamos a subir al nivel un poquito. Ponlo en punto muerto para arrancar. Uy. Put it in neutral to start. Put it in neutral. Ponlo. Put it in neutral to start. Yeah. I grew up driving manual transmission cars. But in North America, most are standard. Most are automatic. But I'm glad I grew up driving and I learned to drive on a standard or a manual transmission. It's a good skill set. I know a lot of people who don't know how to drive a standard transmission, who don't know how to change gears. They don't know it. They've never learned. And in North America, you can get by that way, right? Because so many cars, most cars are automatic. Okay. Tienes que quitar el freno de mano. You have to release the handbrake. Frena de mano. We say the hand brake. Brake. Frena de mano. Freno de mano. You have to release the handbrake. Here's a good one. Tienes que usar el embrague para cambiar de marcha. Sí, sí. You have to use the clutch to change gears. Clutch. C-L-U-T-C-H. C-H, the clutch, the clutch. And we say to put in the clutch, use the clutch or to put in the clutch, put in the clutch to change gears. And this is a good example. I talked about this last week about the word change being typically followed by a plural. If it's a countable noun, it's going to be a plural usually, okay? Change books. Let's change seats. Let's change places. Con ese. En plural. Okay? Sí, así en inglés. You have to use the clutch to change gears. So we don't say to change gear. We say to change gears. Okay? Mantén las dos manos en el volante. Las dos manos. Eso sí. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. En el volante. The steering wheel. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. Let's do one more. Mira atrás antes de cambiar de carril. Look back before changing carril. Hay que saber eso. Well, the word carril is lane, but la regla que acabo de explicar, entonces, lanes, plural. Okay, look back before changing lanes. Look back before changing lanes. And there you have it, okay? So I know that was a little tough today, but by now we're all warmed up. But I know there's some good vocabulary that appears here and some good basic grammar, but important grammar. All right. Well, let's move on, everybody, to a popular part of the show. I'm talking about the drive time phrasal verb.
Drive time phrasal verb.
All right. Drive time phrasal verb. The phrasal verb today is to stand out. Stand out. ¿Qué es destacar? To stand out. So if you watch basketball, if you watched basketball in the 90s, you see Michael Jordan, he stood out, right? He stood out. We have an expression, head and shoulders above the rest. He stood out. He was noticeably different, noticeably better. Or if you have para hacer destacar algún el texto, we can say to highlight, a highlighter. So you have that, you know, that little, like a pen that covers it in almost like a marker, casi como rotulador.
Amarillo, por ejemplo, yellow.
And you write over the words and you highlight it. To make it stand out so that when you're studying it, you go back, you look again and you see it, it stands out and you can remember it. Or you can quickly see that it's important. So we have the verb to highlight and then the phrasal verb to stand out. Someone stands out, but you highlight something. So highlight would be the transitive verb and stand, not that they're the same, but there's some similarities here. To stand out is intransitive. He stands out, or he stood out in the crowd, or his accent really stood out. It was different. Okay. So the phrasal verb to stand out, inseparable. We never say to stand it out. We say to stand out. Okay. All right. Well, there you have it. That is today's drive time phrasal verb to stand out, to stand out. And your English, if you listen to enough Vaughn Radio, your English will stand out from people who don't. And trust me, it will. It will help a lot. Okay. But now it's time to move on to a fun part of the show that I enjoy doing, and every day, but I do like it, where we talk about a fact, and we're going to, we're going to play our fun little game where I give two or three, I'm going to give three apparent facts, and one of them is a lie. Uno es mentira. And you have to try to guess which one is the lie. It's a fun section we call, And That's a Fact.
And that's a fact.
And And that's a fact. All right, the way this works is I'm going to read three facts. Like I said, two of them are real, and one of them is a lie. Uno es mentira. Mentira! And you have to try to figure out which one is the lie, okay? ¿Cuál es la mentira? Pues no sé. Ni idea. Okay. Number one, the cell phone, people. It's time to talk about the cell phone. Yeah. Okay. The first cell phone call. The first cell phone call was placed in New York City in 1973 by Dr. Martin Cooper. Martin Cooper, huh? On a Motorola phone that weighed more than 4 pounds. The first mobile phone call was placed in St. Louis in 1946 with a phone plus equipment that weighed 80 pounds. 80 pounds, that's like what, 35 kilos. Un teléfono que pesaba 35 kilos, imagínate. Yeah, the first cell phone call placed in New York City in 1973, Dr. Martin Cooper on a Motorola phone that weighed more than 4 pounds. The first mobile phone, One thing is a cell phone and the other is a mobile phone. Now we use the terms interchangeably, but going through a cellular tower, okay, 4 pounds. And the first mobile phone was a phone that had all this extra equipment. I guess it wasn't a cellular network, but it had all this extra equipment and it weighed 80 pounds, okay? Number two, in 1987... around 1 million people in the U.S. had a cell phone. By 2010, more than 285 million people in the U.S. had one. That means Americans with cell phones today outnumber the total population of the country in 1987 by many millions. Yeah. So I have to say, I've been in Spain for a long time now, but I never had a cell phone when I lived in Canada. The adoption, back before I came to Spain the first time, adoption of cell phones was in America than it was in Europe. When I came to Europe, people said, oh, send me a text. And I was like, what's that? How do I do that? And it was always the old text messages. This was before WhatsApp was invented. Okay, number three. A study revealed that around 1 in 200 British people suffer from nomophobia, the persistent irrational fear of cell phones. Nomophobes will go to great lengths to avoid owning or even using cell phones, and they experience anxiety while near one, even if the phone is turned off. Could that be true? I don't know. For me, I don't know which one is the lie. I think there's something with that last one, la última. Seems a bit odd to me. Let's see. Vamos a ver. Oh, yes, I was right. The last one is the lie, la mentira, right? Yes, nomophobia is quite real, but it is actually a fear of being out of cell phone contact. Nomophobes experience anxiety when they're away from their phones. They often never turn them off and experience notable increases in anxiety and stress levels when their battery is low. Nomophobia comes from the term no mobile phobia. And a recent study found that 53% of people in Britain are nomophobes. In Britain, so I don't know about the rest of them, but 53%. I can believe that. People, there is a lot of anxiety around phones, and when people get into the habit of checking them all the time, it's something that people then get when they can't check them, when they can't see them or use them, they get nervous, right? And they suffer anxiety. And that is definitely a real thing, for sure. Okay, so that one was a fact. So the next one was, the first one then was a fact. about Dr. Cooper developing the phone for Motorola and making the first phone, cell phone, or so the first cell phone call in 1974. So he developed the phone for Motorola and had the honor of placing the first call. The battery alone weighed as much as 5 entire cell phones today, and it only lasted 20 minutes, 20 minutos. In 1946, a cell phone hadn't been invented, but there was a such thing as a mobile phone. It operated using a mobile telephone service, which was actually radio-based. In 1946, there were only 3 channels available for mobile phone calls, which meant that each one was like a party line. This idea of the party line, right? A shared line. The service cost $30 a month, which adjusted for inflation would be more than $300 today. Wow. You might need a chiropractor, too, if you're walking around all day carrying an 80-pound telephone. Imagine. Yeah, so it's like spending 300 euros a month on a cell phone with very limited service. So number two was also a fact. Number two was about people that use a cell phone, and there are well over 340 million citizens in America. 90% of them have a cell phone. In 1987, the population of the country was between 230 and 245 million people. In 2009, Americans used about 6.1 billion minutes of talk time each day. And I'm sure it's much more than that now. So the bottom line here is people love their phones. And I think cell phone addiction is a huge problem, right? I think it's a big problem that people are going to need to address. And I think as we get into, we start learning more about addictions, about alcoholism and drug use and all this thing, I think cell phone addiction is going to come to be noticed as a significant problem when it relates to, problems affecting productivity, affecting work that people that we get done, you know. Anyway, we are going to move. So that was our fact section. We just have a couple minutes before we take a break. Let's quickly have a look at today's pronunciation.
What did you say?
I speak Spanish.
No, I speak Spanish.
I speak Spanish.
No, I speak Spanish.
I speak Spanish.
Very good.
Pronunciation.
I want to practice a linking exercise today very quickly where we're linking the words, where are you? ¿A dónde vas? Where are you? And we link these together. Where are you? Because anytime we have a word that starts with a vowel sound, we link the previous word onto it. Okay, so are and you. Where are you? Where are you becomes where are you. Hey, where are you? ¿De dónde eres? Where are you from? Where are you from becomes where are you. Where are you from? ¿A dónde nos llevas? Where are you taking us? Where are you? Where are you taking us? ¿Dónde vais de vacaciones este año? Where are you going on holiday this year? Where are you going? ¿Dónde vuelas? Where are you flying to? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you flying to? ¿Dónde vas a alojarte? Where are you staying? Where are you becomes where are you? Where are you staying? ¿Dónde vais a casaros? Where are you going to get married? Where are you going to get married? Okay. ¿Dónde trabajas en este momento? Where are you working at the moment? Where are you working at the moment? Okay. So the way we link words together is an important concept. especially for your ear, to be able to understand the situation better, right? So developing your ear here, very important, and thinking about linking to understand how native speakers pronounce things better. Okay, we're going to take a short break, but I'll be back in just a few minutes with plenty more in the third and final half hour. Sorry, not the third, excuse me. Pardon me, the second half hour of the Drive Time Show right after this. Stay with us. Don't touch that dial.
Una semana en un lugar apartado.
Nativos angloparlantes de todas partes del mundo, uno por cada estudiante.
Terminantemente prohibido hablar en español.
Actividades organizadas y conversaciones en inglés a todas horas. No exageramos.
Aquí o hablas inglés o hablas inglés.
Y da igual las veces que te lo contemos.
Hasta que no lo vivas no sabrás que Vaughan Town te va a quitar el miedo al inglés para siempre.
Lo que pasa en Vaughan Town no se puede contar.
Tienes que vivirlo.
Ven a Vaughan Town.
Más información, grupovaughan.com.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
¿Cómo tú ves tanta pasión en lo que hacen, tanta dedicación? Porque luego tienes a lo largo del máster, tienes feedbacks con ellos. Y ellos te dicen exactamente cuáles son tus puntos débiles, cuáles son tus fortalezas, cuáles son tus weaknesses, debilidades, ¿no? ¿Sabes? Y cuando ves a alguien que hace con tanta pasión algo, no te viene tan natural decepcionarle. Porque si tú ves a alguien que da el 100%, a mí por lo menos no me viene como decepcionarte así. Es una cuestión de respeto que luego se desarrolla y se ve también con los compañeros. Cuando, sobre todo, en un método tan dinámico, tan drilling class, maravilloso.
La motivación desde el primer minuto hasta el último es un factor importante, pero no el único. La excelencia de nuestros profesores, nuestros maestros de toda la vida, esos que hacían que el resto de tu vida sintieses verdadera pasión por aquella asignatura. Así son nuestros profesores del Máster en Inglés Profesional. ¿Por qué no llamas? ¿Vas a perder esta oportunidad? 911-33-5833. 911-33-5833. Llama y solicita gratis tu prueba de nivel. 911-33-5833.
¿Te sientes orgulloso de ti mismo? Porque tú lo puedes hacer.
Con el Máster en Inglés Profesional puedes conseguir lo que quieras. Tú lo puedes hacer.
Si tienes un smartphone o una tablet, no tienes excusas. Descarga ya nuestra app de Vaughan Radio y podrás escuchar nuestra radio en directo, enviarnos tus tweets, conocer nuestra parrilla, acceder a nuestros podcasts y enterarte de todas las novedades de Vaughan. Aprende inglés en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar con la app de Vaughan Radio.
Apúntate a nuestros cursos trimestrales. En solo 3 meses perfeccionarás tu inglés. Cursos trimestrales de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 911-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
La niñez es el momento en que hacemos preguntas incómodas. También es el momento perfecto para aprender inglés. Si no quieres que tus hijos se hagan mayores en saber inglés, olvídate de los viejos métodos que utilizaron contigo. Descubre Vaughan Junior, un método que despierta sus ganas de aprender y su curiosidad por el inglés. Aprenden de forma natural y divertida. Llámanos ahora al 91-133-5832.
I have personally taught 2,000 people. I have supervised the teaching of more than 50,000. I know what works and I know what doesn't work. The secret is the motivation of the student. It's the student who learns the language. It's the student who solves the problem. However, the catalyst, el culpable del bien, is the Vaughan method and the Vaughan teacher. We transform the student into our accomplice, nuestro cómplice, cómplice en el crimen de aprender inglés de verdad.
Este curso tus hijos se volverán locos por el inglés. Tráelos a nuestro Club Junior y vendrán a clase locos de contentos. En el Club Junior aprenden inglés mientras se divierten. Infórmate sobre las clases de nuestro Club Junior en el 911-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
Sí, dígame.
Hi,
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los tres planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas. Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio. Lo que escuchas, Vaughan Radio.
You're listening to The Drive Time Show with Kyle Miller.
It's Iggy Pop. Iggy Pop, and we're going back to 1977 from the album Lust for Life. And it was a song that originally didn't chart in the U.S., but did go to number two in the U.K. and has become a well-known hit. I think gained a lot of popularity because of its being featured in movies, right? Salen muchas películas. And in television commercials, it's something that was a song that was really sold a lot. Written by Iggy Pop when riding the subway in Berlin, the S-Bahn, which is the Berlin subway system. The one that goes underground. They have the U-Bahn and the S-Bahn, I believe. And the lyrics reflect this sort of nomadic loner type spirit of a punk, an outcast. And originally, in the original recording of this, it was David Bowie on the backup vocals. La, 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 la. The Lord, la, 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 la. That was David Bowie singing that part. It also came out as a B-side of the album's only single, which was Success. And it was actually a Toyota commercial in 1998 that pushed this album to back onto the charts, where it reached number 22 in the UK. Yeah, and so that was, you know, it's kind of a strange song that enjoyed fame a bit later on by Iggy Pop, a guy who was born in 1947. His real name is James Jewel Osterberg. And he started off as a drummer when he was in high school in a band called The Iguanas. Then he moved into another band called The Prime Movers, where he earned from the, because of his involvement in The Iguanas, and he started playing in this other band, they started calling him Iggy, as in that guy from The Iguanas, Iggy. And his first name was Iggy Stooge. It became the basis for his band, The Stooges. And with The Stooges, and also as a solo act, he became one of the most influential and authentic punk performers. And he's known for his crazy performances. Tino, have you ever seen Iggy Pop in concert? Have you seen, was it a good show? Tino agrees. He liked the show. He's known for bleeding, sangrar, en el escenario, and always being out there shirtless, sin camiseta. And once he cut himself by accident. He fell on stage on glass, and he was covered in blood. So then he started making it part of his show, and he would actually cut his skin open and bleed on stage as part of his show. And you'd think he was British, but actually he was raised in Michigan. I always thought he was British. Did you know that, Tino? He was raised in Michigan. I'm going to look this up again and get a little bit more. Yeah, born in Michigan. Interesting. American singer, songwriter, and actor. Ann Arbor, Michigan, or actually a smaller town. But anyway, yeah, David Bowie produced a bunch of his albums, including the Lust for Life albums. Lust for Life. He toured with Bowie back in the 70s and helped him write some songs as well. And when Jim Morrison died, he was actually considered as a replacement for Jim Morrison in The Doors. They thought about him. And they decided to continue, though, as a trio. So it never happened. He also appeared, here's a fun fact, he appeared in an episode of Star Trek. Yeah, did you know that, Tino? He appeared in an episode of Star Trek where he played a guy of a, you know, one of, like an alien, basically. He's also a guy who pioneered the stage dive, the idea of jumping off stage into the crowd. He started doing that with his band, The Stooges. He started that in Detroit, and the audience was up against the stage, which allowed him to fall into it easily. Other musicians started trying it. They learned the hard way that audiences didn't always catch you. Sometimes you'd fall on the floor. You ever see that happen, Tino? Someone stage dive and they fall on the floor? Yeah. But Iggy Pop, fortunately, at his shows, there were enough people packed in there that he could, we call it crowd surfing. Yeah, yeah. And he's very thin as well. Yeah, he was an easy guy to hold up. I mean, Iggy Pop was like, as you say, well, he is skin and bones. He was in Madrid a couple weeks ago. I think un par de semanas. Maybe 2 months ago. I think un par de meses, I should say. This summer, past summer, he played in Madrid. Shirtless, I expect. You never see him wearing a shirt, do you? Old Iggy Pop. Anyway, a little bit of music from Iggy Pop, the Passenger there. Anyway, it is time to move on, but let's get some wisdom. Let's get some wisdom from faraway shores, folks, as we explore today's Chinese proverb.
Zhongguo Yanyu.
Chinese proverbs.
Ah, yes, the Chinese proverb. Chinese proverb. Everybody, we've got words of wisdom from our friends, and it goes like this. Do not fear going forward slowly. Fear only to stand still. So the idea here is, make progress, move forward, even if it's slowly, no pasa nada, poco a poco. But the problem is when you're not moving at all. And we can all relate to this. We can all relate to it. If you're studying, do you stop and go months without studying? Trying to learn a language, little by little. You say, well, I just listened to the Drive Time show with Kyle. Every day. Great. Consistency. Or you can say, I can listen twice a week. Great. Be consistent. Keep making progress, moving forward. This is why when we do, for example, phrasal verbs in the first half hour of the show today, we talked about one phrasal verb, to stand out. Destacar. To stand out. And, you know, I believe in this idea of little by little, poco a poco, right? Little by little, we make progress, right? So it says, fear not going forward slowly, fear only to stand still. So don't worry. And I think this is great advice. If you're not moving fast, don't worry about it. Just make sure with whatever it is. If you're working on a business, make sure you're moving forward. Make sure you're improving. Make sure you're developing. Whatever it is, but you just don't want to be standing still. All right. And I think that's great advice. Anyway, let's go ahead with, this is what we often do where we look at, mistakes. These are the ones that I hear a lot. I'm talking about today's common mistake.
I have a new.
I have some news. Not a new. I have some news.
Common mistake.
I sat in the shadow. No, not in the shadow, in the shade. Okay, so we have two words to talk about what is sombra. Okay, so shade is basically an area where there is no direct light. Whereas shadow is essentially the silhouette that is projected by something, right? So you could say, well, I sat in the shade. en la sombra, in the shade, in an area where there is, no, not to say no light, que no hay luz, no, hay un poco de luz, pero menos, right? So, you go to the, like, las ventas, and they sell tickets, solo sombra, right? So if you want to sit in the, it's sun or shade. It's not sun or shadow. Sun or shade, right? So, but the shadow would be like a silhouette that is cast by something or someone. So you have a tree and it casts a shadow. You can see the silhouette, the shape of the tree. Or there's shade between the buildings. You're walking down the streets in a big city and there's shade. There's a shady side of the street. And there's a shadow that's cast by the building. Inside the shadow, there is shade. Ah. Inside the shadow, there is shade. So let's translate a few sentences and see if you can use the correct term. Me senté a la sombra a leer un libro. I sat in the shade to read a book. I sat in the shade to read a book. Cuando hace mucho calor, camino por la sombra. When it's very hot, I like to walk in the shade. It's true, I like to walk in the shade. La sombra de mi amigo es muy larga y delgada. Eso sí. My friend's shadow is very long and thin. Long and thin. El agua está siempre muy fría porque la piscina está a la sombra. The water is always very cold because the swimming pool is in the shade. Yeah, not shadow, but the shade. Hace mucho calor. Vamos a sentarnos un rato a la sombra. It's really hot. Let's go and sit in the shade for a while. Shade. Okay, we're practicing shade and shadow. Okay. Él me seguía como si fuera mi sombra. He was following me as if he were my shadow. Mi sombra. Mm-hmm. Okay. La esperó a la sombra. He stood in the shade to wait for her, or he waited for her in the shade. Mm-hmm. Mi perro tiene miedo de su sombra y intenta atacarla. Dogs sometimes do this, right? My dog is afraid of his shadow and tries to attack it. ¿Hay sombra en tu jardín? Is there any shade in your garden, en tu jardín? Hey, is there any shade in your garden? Hace 28 grados a la sombra. It's 28 degrees in the shade, a la sombra. Yeah, it's 28 degrees in the shade. Shade. All right. All right, we are going to move on. I think that should be clear by now. We're going to move on. And you know I love business. We do this section a lot. And today, in fact, I want to translate a business letter as we work on our writing skills as we get down to business. Let's get down to business. All right, it is time to get down to business. And we are going today to translate a business letter. I'm going to read you the letter in Spanish, and little by little, we will translate it into English. Okay? Poco a poco, as we say, little by little. And so, let's see how it goes, right? I'm going to start off little by little in Spanish, and you write it out in English. So get out a pen and paper, or a pencil and paper, whatever. And you can write this down in English as we go, okay? So, estimada señor García. Estimada. And I'm going to tell you right now, what we're going to say here is dear. Señor García. Dear Mr. García. Okay. Okay. Estaré de acuerdo con nosotros. Sorry, estará. Perdón. Estará de acuerdo con nosotros en que el éxito de una empresa tiene mucho que ver con la imagen que proyecta. Estará de acuerdo con nosotros en que el éxito de una empresa tiene mucho que ver con la imagen que proyecta. Dear Mr. García, you will agree with us. Remember, estar de acuerdo is to agree. You'll agree with us en que el éxito de una empresa tiene mucho que ver con la imagen de, bueno, con la imagen que proyecta. You'll agree with us that a company's success has a lot to do with the image it projects. Que proyecta. It has a lot to do with the image it projects. La gente suele comprar un determinado producto porque tiene confianza en la marca o en la compañía que lo fabrica. Compañía. Siempre me cuesta ese sonido. Compañía. Que lo fabrica. Ok. La gente suele comprar un determinado producto porque tiene confianza en la marca o en la compañía que lo fabrica. Ok. People usually buy a certain product because they have confidence in the brand or in the company that manufactures it. Fabricar. We would say to manufacture. People usually buy a certain product because they have confidence in the brand or in the company that manufactures it. Okay? Esta confianza es debido, indudablemente, a la imagen de la empresa o de sus marcas. Esta confianza es debido, indudablemente, I like that word, a la imagen de la empresa o de sus marcas. This confidence is due This confidence is due precisely to the image of the company or its brands, o de sus marcas, or its brands. Okay. Yeah, so we have the company image, la imagen of the company, or its brands, sus marcas. Desde hace 22 años, Image Building Inc. es el líder mundial en crear imágenes que se traducen en ventas y beneficios. Desde hace 22 años, we say for the past 23 years, not since 23 years, but for the past 23 years, and here we need present perfect, right? Es el líder. Parece presente simple, pero no es. It seems like present simple, but it isn't, right? It's has to be present perfect because we're talking about something that started in the past and continues up to the present inclusive. That's the present perfect. For the past 23 years, Image Building Inc. has been the world leader in creating images that translate into sales and profits. So Image Building Inc. has been the world leader in creating images that translate into, que traducen en, ventas y beneficios, sales and profits. Not benefits, but profits. Right? Beneficios económicos se dice profit. We talk about money, we're talking about revenue, ingreso, la venta, minus expenses equals profits. Okay? Image Building Inc. has been the world leader in creating images that translate into sales and profits.
Nuestro equipo de profesionales tiene años de experiencia tratando con los medios de comunicación y pueden... Bueno, I'll continue. Nuestro equipo de profesionales tiene años de experiencia tratando con los medios de comunicación. Our team of professionals. Equipo de profesionales. Has years of experience. Años de experiencia tratando con los medios de comunicación. Dealing with the media. We don't have to say, a lot of people, a lot of my students say the mass media. No, no hace falta mass. The media. Los medios de comunicación. The media. Not the communication media, not the mass. Hey, I don't like that in this case. Just media. Dealing with the media. Y pueden, en menos tiempo que usted piensa, crear o cambiar una imagen corporativa y llevar una empresa hacia una posición de liderazgo en el mercado. Mm. And they can, in less time than you think. Our team of professionals has years of experience dealing with the media, and they can, in less time than you think, create or change a corporate image. And carry, llevar una empresa hacia una posición de liderazgo en el mercado. And carry a company toward a position of market leadership. Liderazgo. Leadership. Denos una oportunidad de demostrarle lo que podemos hacer. Será la mejor inversión que su empresa pueda realizar. Denos una oportunidad de demostrarle lo que podemos hacer. Give us an opportunity to show you what we can do. Será la mejor inversión que su empresa pueda realizar. It will be the best investment that your company can make. To make an investment. Okay, it will be the best investment that your company can make. Atentamente. Atentamente, you can say yours truly or sincerely yours. Okay? Oof, okay. So here we go. Now we've seen it all. Let's go through it again. Una vez más. All in English. We have estar de acuerdo. To agree. So here we have you will agree. Estará de acuerdo. We have you've been a world leader. El líder mundial. World leader. We do have the word global, but here it's more world. World leader. Okay, so let's read the. I'll read the whole thing. So hopefully this is what you have written down, more or less, okay? Of course, there are exceptions, and it's okay if yours doesn't match, but more or less, right? Pretty much, this is what you should have, okay? Dear Mr. Garcia, you will agree with us that a company's success has a lot to do with the image it projects. People usually buy a certain product because they have confidence in the brand or in the company that manufactures it. This confidence is due precisely to the image of the company or its brands. For the past 23 years, Image Building Inc. has been the world leader in creating images that translate into sales and profits. Our team of professionals has years of experience dealing with the media, and they can, in less time than you think, create or change a corporate image and carry a company toward a position of market leadership. Give us an opportunity to show you what we can do. It will be the best investment your company can make. So an investment, hacer una inversión, realizar, we would say to make. An investment. Okay. So lots of interesting expressions here. And I really do like the
I really do like the business letters. You can get them in the Vaughan shop. There are these books, business letters. This is book one. I believe there are three of these books, and I do recommend them. They come with consejos de oro, it says in the book, the golden tips or the golden pieces of advice. And these will help you with your writing skills. Okay, I do recommend these. Okay, we're going to take a short break, but I'll be back in just a few minutes. We have plenty more to talk about in the final half hour of today's Drive Time show. We're going to get into some history, and we're going to talk a little bit about Bill Murray in our history section coming up. We also have a lot of questions from listeners like you in the by request portion of the show. So plenty more coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with me. Don't touch that dial.
Descubre. Aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
Aprende inglés con Vaughan y el Colegio Europeo de Madrid. El Colegio Europeo de Madrid es un centro multilingüe ubicado en Las Rozas, en la calle Colquide 14, para alumnos de 0 a 18 años, con una metodología propia e innovadora que potencia lo mejor de cada alumno y que ahora, con la colaboración de Vaughan, también ofrece clases de inglés para adultos con profesores Vaughan. Llama al 91-636-1919 o, si lo prefieres, escribe un mail a vaughan@educacem.com y aprovéchate de la colaboración entre dos empresas líderes en sus sectores, Vaughan y Colegio Europeo de Madrid. Recuerda, llama al 91-636-1919 o escribe un mail a vaughan@educacem.com e infórmate.
Si tienes un smartphone o una tablet, no tienes excusas. Descarga ya nuestra app de Vaughan Radio y podrás escuchar nuestra radio en directo, enviarnos tus tweets, conocer nuestra parrilla, acceder a nuestros podcasts y enterarte de todas las novedades de Vaughan. Aprende inglés en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar con la app de Vaughan Radio.
All right, it's time. The kids must be outside already, so let's open the door. ¡Wow! ¡These kids are crazy!
Tus hijos se volverán locos por el inglés. Tráelos a nuestro Club Junior y vendrán a clase locos de contentos. En el Club Junior aprenden inglés mientras se divierten. Infórmate sobre las clases de nuestro Club Junior en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
The English learning business attracts opportunists. They often make a lot of money because people are looking for an easy solution. A painless solution. But go ahead, buy the solution. The cost will be double. Lost money and wasted time.
Imagina poder comunicarte con total soltura, sin miedos, con confianza. La barrera psicológica la romperás definitivamente en tan solo 6 días.
Manda a Vaughan Town a un amigo empleado que esté desesperado con el inglés y obsérvale 6 días después. El cambio que verás te sorprenderá. La inversión en tiempo y dinero tendrá un retorno impresionante.
Allí, entre angloparlantes de los más variopintos, avanzarás 1000 kilómetros en confianza, convicción y aplomo. Dominarás sus entornos de comunicación a pesar de un dominio aparentemente imperfecto del inglés. Ni 6 meses en el extranjero da lo que 6 días dan en Vaughan Town.
¿Alguna vez has pensado en todo lo que puedes llegar a conseguir? Alcanzar todas tus metas, todas las oportunidades laborales al alcance de tu mano.
EMEP, un programa en inglés para ejecutivos y profesionales de alto rendimiento a tiempo parcial durante 5 meses. Este es tu máster. Infórmate llamando al 91-133-5833. Máster en inglés profesional a tiempo parcial. Más de 500 horas de inglés, 5 horas entre diario o fin de semana, una inmersión en Vaughan Town incluida. Disponible en Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia y Zaragoza.
Una semana en un lugar apartado.
Nativos angloparlantes de todas partes del mundo, uno por cada estudiante.
Terminantemente prohibido hablar en español.
Actividades organizadas y conversaciones en inglés a todas horas, no exageramos.
Aquí o hablas inglés o hablas inglés.
Y da igual las veces que te lo contemos.
Hasta que no lo vivas no sabrás que Vaughan Town te va a quitar el miedo al inglés para siempre.
Lo que pasa en Vaughan Town no se puede contar.
Tienes que vivirlo.
Ven a Vaughan Town.
Más información, grupovaughan.com.
Ven a vernos a nosotros.